everyone. This is Mary from Rock of Life Fellowship. I lead the praise and worship music, and I'm also one of the youth and teen leaders. Rock of Life is a new place in Chico where people gather to learn that Jesus is real, always relevant, and wants a relationship with you. Each week, Pastor Alfredo shares a message from the Word of God that is current, relevant, and challenges us to grow our relationship with Jesus. Pastor Alfredo is also a worship leader and former singer of the Christian rock band, JBC. We get together each Sunday at 10 a.m. at 2090 Amanda Way at the Little Chico Creek Elementary School, two blocks past Winco off Forest Avenue. Now here's Pastor Alfredo with a recent Rock of Life message.
My wife got sick and everybody in the family got sick. And I don't get sick too often. But for some reason, I got... Anybody else been sick this last couple weeks? Horrible, right? I know I'm trying so hard when I was singing. It's hard to focus for whatever reason. You get the head congestion thing, and then you start to sound like Barry White. Was that too old? Who's got a really low voice nowadays? I could tell the ones that laughed were... Okay. Or Lou Rawls? No? Okay. I know, I'm... That's really old, I know. I was just a kid. And good morning. So, yeah, I'm getting over this sickness thing. And then today, also, if you notice, Debbie's not here, my wife's not here, Mary's not here. They are at the bridal show at the fairgrounds, right? Isn't that cool? If you haven't heard, my daughter Mary's getting married. We're trying to keep it quiet, though. Yeah. For those of you who weren't here, her soon-to-be husband, Tommy, proposed right here during the service, which is really cool. So I'm glad we're talking about the needs and what we were talking about the last month or so. We've been talking about starting over and being a new creation and saying, okay, God, I don't want to go back to where the way I was, and I really want to get over a lot of things, and I need things. I need things, God. I need things to change. I want to do things, and that's what we're going to talk about right now. Last week, we had a testimony Sunday for anybody that wasn't here. And I sound like I'm in a refrigerator. Can you maybe cut that out? Shut the door on me there. And but basically, we had two people come up, and one of them was sharing about overcoming things and making changes and going to God, saying, God, I need to do things differently because I'm not really doing what I should be doing. And I really like that. Do I need to go to the handheld? Don't make me go up there. Can we have a hand for the sound man? Because anytime anybody looks back there, it's usually, what are they doing? And the other person was talking about growing up and knowing that they needed something, a family, a unit. They desired, they wanted to have this security. And as they grew older, Tommy had shared that he just really needs something that he wasn't getting. I'm going to go to the handheld. Sorry about that. And I don't really like the handheld, but I'll do it. Thank you. Is that better? All right. No? So we're going to look about needs and wants and desires today and putting things in a proper order to basically, in a sense, kind of get our spiritual priorities straight. Because every time there's a new year, everybody always wants to say, I want to do something different. And they're usually the first thing they do is they go to God and say, God, I really need some things to be different this year. So we're going to look at three scriptures. Matthew 6:33. And that's one of my favorite. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And it says, and live righteously and he will give you everything you need. Philippians 4:11-13. Not that I speak from want. I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. Psalm 37:4, which is awesome. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Real quick. When I first moved up here, it was 20 years ago, from Paradise, my wife and I, our family, really needed to make a lot of changes, a lot. And there was a time in our life where we were looking and we were taking kind of stock in where we were going. Me, personally, I looked at myself and said, you know, I need to change spiritually. There was needs that I needed to
to meet for myself. And I was thinking, you know, God, I need a change spiritually, physically, emotionally, materially, you know, all the E-Lee words, and then, you know, definitely mentally. But we moved basically because we had made a mess out of our lives. We were not where we needed to be at all. So I was talking to God because we went back to church. And when I was in this one particular service, I was at a conference, and I remember asking God about, you know, needs and things that I needed to change. And I was talking to God, and I sounded kind of like something. I sounded like this. I said, you know, Lord, I just need my marriage to change. I need my job to change. My finances to get better. I was, you know, trying to be a full-time musician. I had worked in bands and things in Los Angeles, but I was thinking, Lord, I need my music career to change. And I was going through some health problems at the time, and I said, you know, Lord, I really need my health to change. And in my mind, I was thinking, I have a lot of needs, a lot of them. And then I started thinking about, I wanted things too. It's not just I needed, I wanted. I started praying, and I said, Lord, as I'm growing, I want to have this position in the church. I want to write my own music. I don't really like a lot of stuff I hear on the radio, and I wanted to start, you know, writing music. And I said, no, Lord, as I got my job and I'm growing, I want a better house, a better car, etc. And I got on a roll, and I started talking about desires. I said, Lord, I desire a lot of things too, by the way, while you're at it. I really want this Christian music career. I want to quit my job, and I want to go on the road and take my band and become this musical evangelist. And, you know, just I desire all these things, Lord, and I just fill in the blanks. I just wanted everything. So I needed, I wanted, and I desired lots of things. And some of the things that I needed, wanted, desired, I got. I was working really hard. I started noticing that those things that I worked hard to do, to get and obtain, were temporary. They didn't last very long, or I was struggling with them. And so I started to look really deeply, because I had just rededicated my life to the Lord. And I looked a little deeper into God's Word, and I started learning about, I specifically looked up needs, wants, and desires. And I came across Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added to you. Then I read Philippians, and then I read Psalm 37:4, and then I thought to myself, oops. Man, yeah, was I completely out of order? I had it completely wrong. See, here's your highlight. It is one of your highlights. We cannot place a desire before a want, or a want before a need. There's a specific order. And everybody know the story about the rich young ruler. I'll tell it to you again real quick. Mark 10:17-27. Jesus was on his way to this journey. He was just going, you know, through the land. And a man ran up to him and knelt before him and asked, good teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, why do you call me good? No one's good except God alone. And he told the rich young man, he said, you know the commandments. Don't murder. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. You know, don't bear false witness. Don't lie. Don't defraud people. You know, honor your mother and father. And then he said to him, teacher, I have kept all these things. I've done it all. I'm good. I've kept all those. And looking at him, Jesus felt like this move of compassion and love for him. And Jesus told him, you know, you lack something. Go home, sell all those possessions, all that stuff you have. Walk away from it and follow me, and you'll have these treasures in heaven. But with these words, that rich young ruler got really sad, thought about it, and he went away. He actually just walked away grieving because he owned a lot. He had a lot. And he couldn't give it up. And every time I've heard that lesson, I always remember, well, he loved his possessions so much. And that is probably the key point. But God has a way of having multiple points when you think there's only one. So I'm going to just give you another perspective real quick. Or go a little deeper on this. That's pretty much what it was in the sense of his treasure. Where his treasure was, that's where his heart is. But the rich young ruler, he wanted those possessions. He desired that status and that power that he had. He had the things that he wanted. He had the things he desired. But he couldn't give them up to follow Jesus. So Jesus, seeing this, he actually gave that rich young ruler the opportunity to tell him, to tell Jesus that he needed Jesus more than the stuff that he had, that he owned, the stuff that he wanted or desired. That rich young ruler was out of order. So here's the highlight for us to focus on. The young man did not realize that he had what he wanted. He had what he desired, but he did not have what he needed in life. Jesus was standing right in front of him. And all he could think about is what he wanted and what he desired. He needed a relationship with Jesus. Because without that, everything else is just worthless. It's like Jesus looking at him saying, you know, I know you have what you want. I know you have what you desire. If it was modern day, he would say, you've got the fancy cars, you have the high position in the company, you've got a great house, you have the bling, you have everything you want. You have what you desire. So if we have a relationship with Jesus, how does this actually kind of go even deeper with us? If we place that want or desire before a need, we don't want to get out of order. You know, the new year's starting. I know everybody's looking at their lives and kind of taking an inventory and saying, okay, Lord, I need things. I want things. But let's get these in order. Let's start with some basic needs. When you go to God and you say, Lord, this is what I need, what do we usually say? Lord, I want safety for my kids. What else do we say? Want to be out of debt, fix my finances. I need food, health, yeah, thank you, clothing. Those. I want a good relationship with my wife, husband, my family. I want good relationships. And somewhere along there, we say, I want a relationship with God. And look, we're in the same boat. We want these needs. We have these things that are necessary. But in order to exist in this world, we may be making and attaining these things tougher than what is needed. See, remember, Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Highlight. If there's one thing we learned today, this is it. I should be driven to my knees because I need God. I should not be driven to my knees because I have needs, God. That makes sense? See, when we pray and we talk to God, do our prayers start out with, God, I need you. There's just so many things I need right now, Lord. I'm coming to you right now, Lord, because I need stuff. There's things I want.
There's things I desire,
God. So we go to him and we basically unload a to-do list of things that we want and need and desire. We get to kind of give him our Christmas list during 65 days a year. If we truly seek God, then it is about growing our relationship with him. Our prayers should start out by saying, God, I need you. What can I do for you today that would please you and bring me closer to you? What can I do that would make me more like Jesus, Lord? What can I do so that I know you more, so I understand you more? But let me make this clear. So I know we have needs, and God says he's the provider. We just need to go to God because we love him, and we want to do right by him because we want to know him more. We want to have this great relationship with him. God says to bring your requests to him, and we can't be shy about that. See, there's a time for us to go to the Father and say, God, I need help. I have needs. But Matthew 6:33 says, to make sure that you're in order, you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all those things will be added to you. I want to show you something. I got this for Christmas. And I really love this. It's handmade. It was given to me by somebody in our church. It's a It's an old Altoids box. And on the very front, it's written down and then kind of taped over so it doesn't fade. It says prayers and praises. So when I go to the Lord, I open it up, and she put these little white paper tabs for me to write something on. And then she separated this on the bottom. One of them has an exclamation point, and the other one has a question mark. So when I go to the Lord, if I have a prayer request, I have a need, a want, or desire, I can write it down this piece of paper, and I put it over here, I'll put it on the question mark side. So, because, you know, Lord, I don't know exactly what's going on, but I have a need, I have a request. So I'll put it on the question mark, according to your will, God, I thank you for that. And if something happens and that prayer gets answered, either way, I move it over to the yay, yay God side. I like that. So, see, I know, I was thinking, wow, I gotta patent something like this. It's good. So I keep it in my little, booklet that I carry all my stuff in. So there is a time for us to go to the Lord and say, Lord, I have requests. I have needs. I have wants. I have desires, God. I just want to make sure that we're not out of order. Because every time we start a new year, we tend to go to God and first start off with what we need. How about going to God and say, you know what, God, this year, I'm going to start off by saying, I just really want to know you. I just really want to get to know you more. So we talked to God about prayers, needs, and desires. I want to give you some hows. So how do we make sure that our requests, when we go to God, are godly and not out of order? They should line up. Number one, they should line up with the Word of God. It can't be something selfish. Think about it. Or ask that of personal gain. I mean, you know, Lord, I want to be rich and famous. I don't know if that's the best request right off the bat. You know, I want to hit the Powerball, Lord. So, not that I wouldn't want to hit the Powerball, but you want to go to the Lord with like a pure request. So, Lord, help me not make this request selfish. You know, I do have needs and desires, Lord, but first of all, I want to make sure that it lines up to your word. Number two, is what you ask of God productive? Will it bless you and others? Here's some examples. Will the request produce fruit or blessings for you and the others in your present and your future? Is it something that's going to help someone? Lord, this person's really in my life right now and I can't stand him or her. We're not getting along. Lord, can you find a way to remove this person from my life? I can't handle her or him anymore. I don't think that's the right way. It should be more like, Lord, this person's in my life for a reason. Help me to be the best example of you possible to show love, grace, and mercy. And let's just work this out, God. Number three, will your request take you to another level in your relationship with God? For example, Lord, thank you for removing the obstacle that was blocking me from loving and worshiping you even more. Or, Lord, thank you for showing me wisdom so I can make better decisions. Thank you for showing me what I needed to do in order to understand and know you more. See, because how does God want to bless us when we seek him? And how does he want to grow our relationship with him? Well, the first thing he does is, and what happens with us is we start to experience this spiritual growth, a maturity. You start to get a little wiser, a little stronger every day. You start to go, okay, I'm starting to get it. So when we go to the Lord with this proper order, we start to understand God more. And he gives us this maturity so that, number two, his will for us becomes more clear and we start following his plan for us. So that, number three, we gain the wisdom to make the right decisions and avoid the wrong ones. Going to the Lord with the proper order, we go to him with our needs, our wants, and our desires, seeking him first and then his righteousness, and then these needs will be met for us. That opens up a door for us that sometimes we don't realize is closed. We think we're on the right plan with God, but we're not when we go to him and our heart is not seeking him, purely him, period. Not, I'm seeking you, Lord, so that my marriage gets better. I'm seeking you, Lord, so that I get a better job. I'm going to get on my knees, Lord, so that my relationships are better. We just need to go to the Lord and just seek him, period. Stop. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 34:4. This one I love. Delight in the Lord. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. I'm going to break this down because I've actually, if anybody's been in church for a while, you may have heard this taken out of context. You delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. I've actually had people tell me, yeah, the Lord wants to give you everything you desire. He wants to give it to you. No, not really. See, take delight in the Lord. I'm going to break this down for you. This means that we can only have true peace in our lives when we find that joy and that happiness purely with our relationship with God. See, I look back at the things that I desired in the past and I say, wow, I was kind of lame for wanting that. I look back on some of the things I wanted 20 years ago and I wanted them. They were my desires. And I was going to God and I was saying, God, this is what I want. This is what I want to be blessed with. I could do so much good. If you would just give me this, I could bless others and, you know, I could be this perfect Christian and I could do all these things. And I look back now and I go, oh, Lord, I'm so glad you didn't give me that stuff. Yeah. Or at least I could say, Lord, that really was not the best thing for me at that time after all. See, when you learn more about God and his will for you, you start to develop this hindsight that you may not have understood something at the time, but as life goes on and your wisdom grows, your maturity grows, you can look back on it and you can say, wow, God, good call. If you would have given me that, I really would have messed everything up. Because, you know, what was my thing 10, 15 years ago? My desire 10, 15 years ago, and it sounded great, was to have this big musical career. I had a Christian band and we were doing a lot of good and everything was great and we were traveling. But I was saying, you know, God, if we could go to the next level, if you would bless us with the ability to go out and do this full time and travel and make recordings and do, you know, evangelistic concerts and outreach concerts, I think that would, absolutely, Lord, that would be awesome. That's the desire of my heart. So give me that, Lord. I think that'd be great. Looking back, I wasn't ready. I think now and I go, I would have had to quit my job. I'd lose that financial stability and health benefits that short time later my family was going to need. It wouldn't have put me in a position to help others around me. I may not have been involved. If that had happened, if God had said, yeah, sure, you're doing great. The band's awesome. You guys are doing really good work. So yeah, let me bless you, take it to the other level, and all the, your whole life will turn over. I may not have worked with Champion Christian School for 11 years. That was pretty much the ministry that we had at the time. I may not have developed such a strong friendship with Pastor Rick. I may not have listened to God, gone back to school, gone back to the Church of God, and heard God calling me, no, you're going to be a pastor. And even though my life seemed to be okay at that time, and I had the desires, I look back now and I think, you know, my life would have been way different than it is now. And I'm not too sure that way different would have been way better. Listen, this is a simple message for everybody today. And I'm going to give you one of the keys. We may have a desire in our heart that we may have had for a really long time. Desires to do certain things, accomplish something, or obtain something, a position. Something. But what this verse is saying is that when we delight in our relationship with God, the creator of the universe, yeah, he could give us the desires of our heart. But there's two things we have to remember about these desires. If we're truly seeking God, number one, we have to be in line with God's will. If we are in God's will and we're seeking him and the relationship with him, these desires will grow. If it's his will, he will show us how to adjust them as we go along to make them even more in line with God's will so that the outcome is totally God's will. Number two, if the desires of our heart, even though they seem right, even though it seems like this is the right thing right now, if it's not God's will, they will start to become less appealing you will start understanding more about them. Because as you grow closer to God, God will reveal to you, no, this isn't what I want. This isn't right for you. They will start to fade away or just kind of dissipate if it's not in line with God's will for us. Be patient with that, because I know a lot of us have these desires. But please, take it from somebody that knows. Trust me. Don't go after God for what he can give you. Go after God because he's God. Amen. I'm gonna close with this. I'm gonna close with this. It's kind of a recap. Realize that no matter how great life is, or how much of a struggle it can be at times, or anything in between, in order, we need a relationship with God. We need Jesus. I don't care how young you are, how old you are, in between, whatever. It's not too late. You need Jesus. You need him. Number two, when that relationship is our priority, what we want in life, what we want to get out of life, according to God's will, he will provide that. He will provide it. And the third thing, delighting in that right relationship, just knowing, God, things are rolling right now. I've never been happier. I can feel you. I can feel your presence. I can worship you like I've never worshiped you before. I can see you and the changes around me, Lord, and I can see what's happening to the people. I'm having an effect on them, Lord, I never had before. Because it's all about you. When you get to that point, the Lord can bring us those desires. I need food, shelter, clothing. I need my family to be healthy. I need those things. I want to be a good friend, a good son, a good father, a good uncle, husband, you name it. I want good things for people. I want to have good relationships. I desire for this ministry to grow. I desire for God to take us to places that I never could have imagined. I desire good things for you. I pray for all of you. I desire your life to be the best it can be. But it's going to start with what you need. Amen? One last scripture. Philippians 4:11. Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Amen. If our first priority is to go after God and love him and follow his will for us, we have everything we need. Let's pray. Bow your heads, please. Father God, how awesome you are. How awesome you are, God. Help us to realize that a lot of times when we go to you and we say we want or desire something, help us to first go, Lord, do I have everything I need first? Do I need you more than anything else? Lord, forgive me when there's times when I walk up or I kneel down in my room and the first thing out of my mouth is, God, I need things. Forgive me for that. Help us go to you, Lord, and just to say, God, I need you. I just need to love you and talk to you and let you know what's going on. I just need to be quiet and listen to you. I need to get to know you more. I need to feel your spirit. I need to be more like Jesus. I need to be who you want me to be. I need to make right choices and not the wrong ones.
Hey everyone, this is Tommy from Rock of Life. I'm also a youth pastor and teen leader along with my wife, Mary. You can listen to Pastor Alfredo's messages here on KKXX at 12 noon Monday through Friday. You can also hit us up on our website at rockoflifechico.org to see Pastor Alfredo's messages on our YouTube channel link. And feel free to like us on Facebook. If you were inspired and blessed by today's message and would like to continue to hear more from Rock of Life on this radio program, visit our website, rockoflifechico.org, and support us with a one-time or monthly donation. At Rock of Life, we're a family, and everyone is welcome to come as they are, grow, or start your relationship with Jesus. Join us for weekly Bible studies for men, women, and teens, and check out the event calendar on our website for dates and times.
Thanks for listening, and see you on Sunday.